Hello.
Hi, this is Dina from Family First, returning a missed call.
Yeah, hey, Dina, it's David Canada. How are you?
Oh, yes, hi.
I was just wondering if you can help me out to guide me through this. So, what is his participant name? That's the patient's name, right?
Yes. Okay, it should say you're on the app now.
Yeah, it says I put the director worker name, which is mine, then participant name, my social. Then right underneath it says participant Medicaid ID. I don't have that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can get that for you. Let me know when you're ready for it.
I'm ready.
Okay, it's 430.
430.
168.
3126. Do you mind sending me that over through
yes, I'll send it through email. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then over here it says shift, and then the day, I just put today's date, right?
Yes, the shift is just every day's work is another shift.
And then from, and then.
And then you'll put in, yeah, from when you started working.
Yeah. 7 to 9:30.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm not sure if they'll accept it, being that it's not 9:30 yet. They might only accept it tomorrow. But you can put it in, and then if they give you any issues with it, then they'll let you know, okay? Your coordinator specifically.
Yeah, I'm going to put 9:30, because that's usually the time that I'm
Yeah, put 9:30, right? Because otherwise they're just going to put it in until 11:15.
This type of service, what do I choose?
What do you say? Let me open the timesheet.
PAS. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're going to choose PAS.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Total hours worked.
And you're the participant? I'm sorry, the participant is the patient, and you are the direct care worker. So you can fill in the participant's name and have the patient sign.
Okay. Then on the bottom of his participant name, just put his name again, right?
Yes, the participant's name you can put in James, put in James's name and have him sign. And then he'll do the same for you. And on the bottom of the page, if you scroll down, you'll see provider signature. Leave that alone. That's for us to sign.
And then participant's date signature, which is today, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then direct to worker's name, which is my name, right?
That's your name, yes.
And then I sign on the bottom.
You'll sign in the direct care worker box?
Yeah.
Yes, and then by provider signature, leave that alone. And by signature date, leave that alone.
Provider signature, I just leave it on blank.
Yes, that's for the agency to sign.
And then just click on that submit now, right?
Yes, then you'll submit after you have the patient sign.
All right. That was my question. But I thanks for the help, okay?
Okay.
All right, have a good day.
Okay. So you should be good to go. It'll come straight through to our system and we'll put it in.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a good day, okay?
Okay.
All right, bye.